Hare Krishna. So, I was asked to speak on Lord Chaitanya. I think this is a certain designated subject matter for the... This is the fifth day of 5 days on this subject. So, I chose one verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's actually the first verse in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat was composed by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is considered to be the father of the pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the foremost, and we need to know the authority on Lord Chaitanya. We go to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ajanu lambita bujo kanakavataksos. Ajanu lambita bujo kanakavatakso. Ajanu lambita bujo kanakavatakso. Sankirtanai papitaro kamalaya takso. Sankirtanai papitaro kamalaya takso. Vishvambaro dvijabaro yuga dharma phalo. Vishvambaro dvijabaro yuga dharma phalo. Bandhe jagat priyokaro karuna avataro. Vande jagat priyo karo karuna avataro. Ajahn sing the book. So someone went to get the book. So I'll read from Chaitanya Chandamrita while we're waiting for the book. Mahakrama Sroti Patatitam Apistadyam Ayate Mahaprasena Bhyo Vyatikatitanam Etadravyadasam Natat Udvam Nasadananam Api Mahayogi Manasam Bhuvisri Chaitanye Vatarati Manas Chitta Vibhave. Now, translation, this is by Srila Vibhodananda Saraswati. Now that wonderfully powerful Lord Chaitanya has descended to this material world, the materialists who have fallen into the raging river of fruitive deeds have been rescued and are situated on firm ground. Even the great boulders have melted, and even those whose hearts were fixed in non-devotional yoga are dancing in ecstasy of love of Krishna. Beautiful verse. Sri Prutati Katam Jara Visaniyam Sastrapavadam Buddha Yogindra Vijahur Mahur Niyam Jalklesam Tapas Tapasa Jnana Bayas Vidam Jahucha Yatayas Chaitanya Chandre Param Avishkur Vati Bhakti Yoga Padavim Naivaryam Asit Nrasaha. Now that the moon of Lord Chaitanya Chandra has revealed the path of pure devotional service, the materialists have given up talking about their wives, children, and immaterial affairs. The scholars have given up debating the scriptures. The yogis have given up the trouble of to control the breath. The ascetics have given up their austerity, and the impersonalists have given up impersonalism. Now there is only the sweetness of pure devotional service. Nothing else is sweet. Hmm. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, who have inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living entities, the best of the brahmanas, the protectors of religious principles for this age of Kali, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gives a 7-page purport here. Can read something. In this first verse of the Mangala Charana, the forms of Sri Gaura and Sri Nityananda are described. They have long arms that stretch to their knees. Their complexions are like gold, and their eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower. These two brothers have been described and adored as the inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement. They are the protectors of religious principles for this age, the maintainer of the living entities, the benefactors of the universe, the best of the brahmanas, and the most merciful of all incarnations. Sri Gaurahari and Sri Nityananda are the bestowers of Mahamantra, the spiritual masters of the universe, the fathers of the pure chanting of the holy names. They are both benefactors of the universe because they preach the principles of Jivadoya, compassion for all living entities. They are dressed as Karuna and Vishwambar, merciful and the maintainers of the universe, because they have preached the religious principles for the age of Kali in the form of serving Vishnu and the Vaishnavas through the process of Sankirtan, which is the only means of deliverance for the people of this age. Everyone should follow the principles of such prayers by Namruchi, having a taste for chanting of the holy names, Jive Doi, showing compassion for all their living entities, and Vaishnav Seva, serving the Vaishnavas. By using Dwi Vachana, which is the verb plural of two, rather than Bahu Vachana, plural verb of one, one is established that their preaching, mercy, protection of Yuga Dharma is different from that found in the seminal succession. The arms of the great personality stretch to their knees, as indicated by the words Ajanu Lambita Bhujo. Whereas ordinary people's arms are not like that. Sri Gaura and Nityananda are both Vishnu Tattva who have appeared in this world. All the symptoms of great personalities were found in their transcendental bodies. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 3, 42 through 44. One who measures 4 cubits in height and in breadth by his own hand is celebrated as a great personality. Such a person is called Nagrodha Parimandala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personifies all good qualities, has a body of Nagrodha Parimandala. His arms are long enough to reach his knees. His eyes are just like lotus flowers. His nose is like a sesame flower. His face is as beautiful as the moon. The phrase Kanaka Vadakto is explained as follows. Since they both perform pastimes in the mood of devotees, their complexions are golden. They are Visaya Vigraha, the shelter of all devotees. They are the source of all spiritual beauty, and they attract all living entities. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Nityananda is his personal manifestation, as stated in the Mahabharata. Suvarna Varna Hemanga Varanas Chana Nagadi. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. The word Sankirtaya Naika Pitaro indicates that Lord Gaura and Nityananda are the inaugurators of the Sankirtan movement. Sri Shri Kaviraj Goswami has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita as follows. Sankirta Pravataka Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirta Yagya Tare Vajase Danya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the inaugurator of Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. One who worships him through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. By using the word Dvivachana, form of the word Vishvambar, both Vishwarup and Vishvambar are indicated. Sri Gaur and Sri Nityananda are both Vishnu Tattva, and since they have distributed love of God to the world through the chanting of the holy names, they are known as Vishvambara, Sri Nityananda, and Sri Vishwarup, and they are one. Please refer to the Adikanda of this book. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita as follows. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishvambara because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living beings. The verbal root dubrin, which is the root of the word Vishvambara, indicates nourishing and maintaining. He, Lord Chaitanya, nourishes and maintains the three world by distributing love of God. As reference to the word Vishvambara given in the Vedas, the Atharva Vedas, 2nd Kanda, 3rd Prapatahaka, 4th Anuvak, 5th Mantra, as follows. Vishvambara, Vishvena, Ma, Varasa, Pahi, Swaha. Please preserve me by sustaining the universe, O Vishvambara, upholder of the universe. Purport goes on and on and on, describing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Om Agyan. In the Shikshastikam prayers, in the second verse, Nam Nam Akarti Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktish, describing the glories of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. The glories of the Lord's names, actually. And out of all the names of the Lord, the Krishna name is foremost. We hear different explanations how the Lord's names are absolute. And the Lord's nature is absolute, therefore his name and himself are non-different. So, but we understand from the commentators and the acharyas deeper aspects of the sweetness of the Krishna name. In the name Krishna, you can't say all, because all never includes everything. It's unlimited. The unlimited qualities of the unlimited Lord are invested in the unlimited aspect of the unlimited name of the limited personality, Krishna. It's unlimited. How can you understand the limited with limited understanding? Therefore, all you can do is open yourself up to the mercy of the unlimited and then experience just a small taste of the unlimited. And by that small taste, we can understand it that it's unlimited. Krishna, out of all the names of the Lord, Krishna is the sweetest and the most, it contains all the aspects of all loving relationships with the Lord. Lord Chaitanya is delivering that name to the world in the form of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The holy name is the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna in their pastimes in the spiritual world. Just a small drop of that aspect of transcendental happiness can destroy anyone's concept of any happiness in this material world. People chase after happiness in various forms of illusion. Sometimes we try to determine through what we say empiric observation or through people's experience what is the greatest form of material happiness. And sometimes we actually come up with some idea of what is material happiness. But then again, when you analyze it for what it actually is, it's considered to be another form of suffering. Even the greatest form of material happiness. One should not try to imagine what the greatest form of material happiness is, because one cannot stay chaste to the holy name if you do. That type of happiness just bewilders the mind. And it's another form of the illusion. Therefore, the acharyas, when they really give us the complete understanding, see, the acharyas are just like the various scriptures are also elevated and, what we say, regulated and relegated, and the word relegated, to different types of people. And sometimes they speak of topmost in all of the relegations of the levels of the scriptures. What is the highest? Sometimes they say the highest is the worship Shiva, the highest is the worship Agni, the highest is so many aspects of the highest. So different scriptures talk about the highest within a certain range. And different acharyas also speak about the highest within a certain range, being representative of the different types of scriptures. But then again, what is the highest in relationship to all the different ranges of highest? And that is the transcendental loving relationship between Krishna and Radharani in the spiritual world. So who can qualify to come to that platform of understanding? There's no qualifications that can be bestowed upon a person to come to that level through one's endeavor in devotional service. It only comes by the supreme unlimited mercy of the Lord through the holy name. Krishna's mercy in this age is the holy name. Sometimes people come up to me and, you know, being in the sannyas order, and especially it's quite common, they ask for blessings. Just like recently, I was just coming here from Calcutta. I was traveling by going through the Calcutta airport. And one security guard who was monitoring us going through the lines, you know, he saw me and he wanted blessings. So his blessings was that there's some family member that is quite sick. And so that was his desired blessing. Of course, he had some sukriti, he had some understanding of devotion. He was chanting Chaitanya's name, Krishna's name, other names also. But his goal was simply to get material blessings for a sick family member. So what can you say when people ask for that? You can really say that, well, we wish you the best, but if you really want the best of all blessings, chant Hare Krishna. It's such a simple thing, right? When people, we say, hey, chant Hare Krishna. Or chant the holy names of the Lord. Or chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But in that chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, whatever you're looking for, both material or spiritual, or even beyond your conception of what is available, is available. The holy name is everything. And just a drop or a small fraction of the sweetness of the holy name can destroy anyone's, when we say, attachment to anything material in this world. We heard from Prabodhananda Saraswati how the materialists in various aspects of material activities are no longer interested in these material activities. Why? Because they have been blessed by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who's been blessed and received the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his representatives, there's no greater blessing. One's wealth, one's prestige within society, one's great intelligence, one's physical bodily attractions, one's accomplishments in various aspects of existence, one's family, what we say, qualities, good family. People aspire for these things and struggle and strive and strain and work hard in order to prove whatever level they have to increase it, to make it, what we say, more pleasing and more satisfying. But if someone comes in contact with the holy name of the Lord, they can just give up all these desires for these things. This is the mercy of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The holy name is actually, what is it? It is Radharani's love for Krishna. That's what Lord Chaitanya is distributing. It's not a small thing. Yeah. In Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya comes once in every, 1,000 Kali Yugas? So there's 999 other Kali Yugas that Lord Chaitanya is not here. There's an incarnation of the Lord called Gaur Narayan. Gaur Narayan. And that they can only achieve, the residents of that age at that time can only achieve Vaikuntha. That's it. Can't achieve Goloka Vrindavan. It's not achievable. And only when Krishna comes is Sri Krishna of Vrindavan, followed by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Krishna in one, can one attain to the topmost platform of Goloka Vrindavan. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering through this Sankirtan movement. We struggle with the various types of anarthas. There are so many anarthas. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur write in their explanations of the anarthas. There are 16 anarthas. Anarthas that come by way of pious activities, anarthas that come by way of sinful activities, anarthas that come by way of philosophical misunderstandings, anarthas that come by way of offenses. And they describe the process of bhakti as the means for destroying the anarthas. But it's very difficult. These anarthas are so, what we say, long-termed, entrenched within our consciousness, that anartha actually seems like part of our character and personality. It becomes so fixed due to association of the material energy for countless lifetimes. Therefore, to remove these anarthas is like trying to push a gigantic rock with your hands. If you were to push a rock that was as big as this building, would you be able to move it? There are such rocks like that. There's bigger rocks than that, too. Anarthas are just so long-term. Or if you got a chisel and a hammer and you start chipping away, that's what we're doing when we're engaging in devotional service, gradually chipping away these anarthas. But through the power of Sankirtan, chanting of the holy names congregational, these rocks of material anarthas are just crushed, pulverized to pieces. This is the power of Harinam Sankirtan. Therefore, the acharyas end their explanation by saying, just engage in Sankirtan. They destroy the effects of the anarthas. What is the effects of the anarthas? Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy. What is the effects of these? Birth, death, lamentation, illusion, hunger and thirst, disease. These are the results of the bad qualities that come by way of the anarthas. Kali Yuga is so full. It's such a difficult age, right? Something is like struggling. It's trying to walk uphill with a great rock on your back. Devotional service sometimes seems so difficult. You make a little advancement, and then you think you're okay, and then pretty soon Maya
right there to greet you once again. Haribo. Welcome back. You thought you got away. Well, you can get away if we take shelter of the Harinam Sankirtan. Through the chanting of the congregational holy names of the Lord, we can destroy Kali. This is the only way, really. This is the essence of bhakti. Through, we do other things. We read the scriptures. We study Srimad Bhagavatam. We become fixed in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is powerful. We worship the deity in his beautiful form, as Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Gornitai, Nachi, so many various wonderful and pleasing to the eye forms of the Lord. So many. We serve Vaishnavas and we do so many other things. Why do we do all these other things? So we can purify our heart to chant the holy names. These things are means to help us come to the stage of pure chanting. They're necessary, they're essential, they're foundational, they're not separate. But it's all about the holy name. It's all about the holy name. Therefore, one who takes shelter of the process of devotional service by purifying their heart and develops attraction for chanting the holy names of the Lord in the association of devotee, their life is perfect. That is perfection, really. To get that taste, that ruchi, that sweetness that comes from the unlimited sweet holy name of Krishna. It is sweet. It is so sweet that the word sweet means bitter. If you try to describe the sweetness of the holy name by using the word sweet, you insult the holy name. Can't be described. It's not possible. It is full of the ecstasies of transcendental loving mellows from the topmost aspects of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Who can understand Radharani's love? No, but not even Krishna. He comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply to find out what is the love of Radharani. He's bewildered, apparently. Her love is so gigantic and so deep and so unbelievably selfless that it's impossible to describe. Only Krishna can only do one thing. Jayadeva Goswami showed it. Krishna puts his head at the lotus feet of Radharani and cries tears of ecstasy in appreciating her love. That's Krishna. Can you imagine what that love is? You can't. But it exists. And it's found in the holy name. It's there in the holy name. So when we chant the holy names of the Lord, we should know this holy name is giving us the opportunity for, I don't know how to describe it, but there's nothing else. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he writes so many books, he's performed so many austerities, he's traveled through many places, he's done so many things, he has such deep understanding. But he concludes, there's nothing in the 14 worlds that one can compare to the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of the essence. And that, and to approach Krishna in his holy name, one has to approach through Lord Chaitanya, who's coming by way of Lord Nityananda's mercy. And where's Lord Nityananda's mercy? It's found in the bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Is the representative of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda carries the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Chaitanya has bestowed Lord Nityananda as the deliverer of that mercy. He's setting up the marketplaces of the holy name all over the world. And in those marketplaces, he's giving. Well, no, he's not giving. He's selling. It's a business. It's what is called bhakti business. He's selling the holy name of the Lord. And you have to have some money. Rupees. Dollars. Euros. What else? Pounds? No, these things will not work. This is not the currency. But still you have to pay. What is the payment? Faith. Strata. Not just faith. Faith is a weak word. Strata. Firm faith. It's firm faith that by chanting the holy names of the Lord, everything you're looking for and more is found in that. When you're happy, chant Hare Krishna. When you're sad, chant Hare Krishna. When you're not happy or sad, when you're in between somewhere, chant Hare Krishna. When you're bored, chant Hare Krishna. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, just keep chanting Hare Krishna. It's the holy name's everything. That's why the acharyas say the process is easy. Chant Hare Krishna. It's easy, right? But what makes it hard is we don't really see what value there is in chanting Hare Krishna. Or we're not really tasting the sweetness of the holy name. It doesn't matter. Even if one is not chanting the holy names sweetly or attentively or devotionally, still one continues to chant. One should never give up the chanting of the Hare Krishna because it's difficult or one is still, we say, permeated with offensive mentality. Continue to chant. The holy name is so merciful. It will destroy those offenses eventually as one starts to understand the process of bhakti in relationship to the holy name. And gradually one will start becoming happy. And then we'll see that what else is there but to chant Hare Krishna. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Kali Yuga Pavana, he's merciful to the fallen conditioned souls in this age. Everyone in this age is fallen. Everyone in the material world is fallen. But then again, there's more fallen. And this age is the most fallen of all ages. Why? Because people are, well, we can't see the value of spiritual life. They can't. You could see, what is that? Materna Krishna Paratosvatova Mito Biba Vete Krita Kritana Adanta Gopi Visitam Tirisram Punas Punas Chara Charananam. Chewing the chewed. If you chew something until it's no longer any juice anymore, and then you throw it away, and somebody comes along and says, "Wow, that looks juicy. Let me try chewing that." Chew it. What do you get? You just get tired, that's all. That's what happens. The materialists are just, you know, they're chewing the same thing. Illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, and various other forms of the same sinful activities. And they tried it. They try it upside down. They try it sideways. They try it standing on their head. They try it all different ways. Maybe it'll get better if I try it a different way, right? If I just get into my airplane and travel 4,000 miles to another city and get another hotel in a different place, and I can enjoy the same thing I tried to enjoy here. People tried to change the scenario by which the setting of the activities, and think by changing that it makes it a little better, right? If you're eating with your hands, then eat with a fork, it tastes better, right? No, it's the same thing, it's eating, right? You put it into a, put it on a leaf plate, you put it in a golden plate, put it in an iron plate, you put it in a silver plate, you put it in your hands, it all tastes the same. Sense gratification is, let me say, by nature, it gives no satisfaction. How many of you are convinced? Not many. Okay, I'll keep preaching then. You're not convinced that sense gratification is not where it's at, then stay tuned. Because sense gratification is not the nature of the soul. The soul is by nature serves the lotus feet of the Lord. The sense gratification comes by way of the body, and the body is by way temporary and abundant. And this temporary existence of this material body is, as the scriptures say, is only one thing. It is suffering. To have a body means to suffer. That's all. If you have a nice body, you can suffer in a nice way. If you have a bad body, you can suffer in another way. But body means suffering, right? Mind, intelligence, the senses. And even if Prabhupada said, even if you want to be peaceful in this world, nobody will let you, right? If you want to be a nice, kind, loving, good-natured, generous person, you can. You can try, but people will still disturb you, right? Envious people, mosquitoes, dogs, government taxes, you know, everything. You can't be peaceful in this world. There's no such thing. That's the nature of this world. And then, even if you find some peace, the weather's not right. Eh? It's too hot, it's too cold, calamities, disease, pestilence, swine flu, right? Bubonic plague. Swine flu is the latest in the series of epidemics. And then after this one goes, there'll be another one. It's just the way it is, one after another. So in this world, no matter who you are or how intelligent you are, you can't be happy. And even if you find some relief from suffering, because that's what material happiness is, it's just a relief from suffering, that's all. It's like the pain of what we say hunger is satisfied by food. So what is the pain of hunger? It's a feature of the material body. Therefore, it's an affliction comes by way of having a material body. The pain of disease, you're cured. You say, I'm healthy. I'm happy and I'm healthy. Well, Haribo, hang on for a while. It's not going to last. It's just the nature of this world to consider happiness to be something of this world. But what happiness is simply a counteraction of suffering. That's all. That's all it is. It's a counteraction of suffering. I have lusty desires, therefore if I can fulfill my lusty desires, I can be happy. So that the lusty desires, where do they come from? Having a material body. That's all. It's not like you asked for the lusty desires. It was bestowed upon you. How do you know? You're forced to get a situation of suffering. And so trying to get out of it, you simply take napunyapina pasyati. You take some of the same poison that got you in there in the first place. And that is material life. Therefore, one has to take to the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is so kind and so merciful and so magnanimous that even a little bit of service that one does in devotional service, the Lord is so reciprocant. It says that the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that simply by remembering Lord Chaitanya, things that are difficult to achieve become easy. And one who forgets Lord Chaitanya, even the most easiest thing become difficult to achieve. That's Lord Chaitanya. So merciful. Yeah. And he's all his qualities, all his activities, all his pastimes are simply pleasing. We have an ocean of transcendental activities coming by way of the acharyas, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Nothing can compare to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you read Prabodha Saraswati, who is Prabodhananda Saraswati anyway? He is actually the gopi Tangyavidya, one of the eight principal sakis who associate with the intimate inner circles of Radha and Krishna in their loving pastimes. He has become, in this world, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. And he writes, although he's a Asaki in loving relationship to Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna had become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he writes the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he practically, in a very sweet but very clear way, he doesn't want to have anything to do with any of the other incarnations of the Lord. What is the use when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here? He just glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in so many different ways. Here. Oh, foolish people. This is what he starts off with. Please seek the path of pure bhakti, which even the great sages in ancient times could not find after long searching. If in your heart there is no faith, and if you think it's too difficult to attain, then please abandon all these misconceptions and take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Gaur. Then your misconceptions will become destroyed, and real conceptions will be that by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, everything is achievable. So this is instructions to the people. Oh brother, even if you chant the wonderfully powerful holy names of Lord Krishna, and even if you meditate on his brilliant and charming transcendental form, which creates auspiciousness for the entire world, you still cannot hope to attain the splendid nectar of pure love of Krishna if the merciful glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not fall upon you. So, no one can approach Krishna in this age unless Mahaprabhu becomes merciful. Oh, brothers, please do not act in a reckless way. Because you have not taken shelter of Lord Gauranga's lotus feet, the devotees who have become intoxicated by drinking the nectar of the mellows of pure devotional service to Lord Krishna are everywhere laughing at all your endeavors. Oh, brothers, please listen to this secret. Lord Gauranga is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the object of pure love of God, described in all Vedic literatures. I have no power to understand the path of Krishna Bhakti, which makes one averse to impersonal speculation and non-devotional yoga. I have no contact with the saintly spiritual masters. Alas, 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 oh, whom can I take shelter? Oh, fool, has the name Gaur Hari never entered your ears? We cannot. He's just, everything comes to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya. If we take shelter of Gaur Nitai, everything is there. So, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you're driving, chant Hare Krishna. When you're walking, chant Hare Krishna. When you're eating, chant Hare Krishna. When you're chanting, chant Hare Krishna. When you're fighting with your wife, chant Hare Krishna. When your husband doesn't come home in time, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You will have no problems. In fact, all problems go away. Just chant Hare Krishna. Any questions? Pretty conclusive, isn't it? It's a fact. I'm not just making some philosophical hyperboles, exaggerations. The holy name can never be fully understood or fully glorified. And the shelter of Lord Chaitanya coming through the holy name is a complete shelter. When Lord Chaitanya sees us chanting Hare Krishna, he becomes pleased. Even if you don't feel like it, do it. Sometimes we're in kirtan and we're thinking, no, this kirtan's not so good. Just chant anyway. When you chant and dance, you make the kirtan better. And then it becomes better. And you become better. And then all of a sudden, it's different. Sometimes it's like that. You can't wait for, when the grace of God comes upon me, then I will be devoted. You have to go for the grace of God. You have to cry for the grace of God. You have to beg for the grace of God. You have to want that grace more than anything else. That is the process of bhakti. So, the holy name is the ultimate mercy in this age. Associating with Vaishnavas and chanting the holy names of the Lord. That is the complete process. No questions? No questions. One question. Not one question. Half question. One third of a question. No half questions. All right, everyone wants breakfast. Okay. All right, I forgot about that. Chant, dance, and take prasad. It's the other part. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.